Please be seated. This is a story about remembering and how you might come to remember what you have really never forgotten. It is a story to help us remember our own baptism, because most of us think we can't. Most of us slept and dreamed our way through it in the arms of a grown-up who carried us to the cold waters that woke us only briefly and maybe made us shriek with indignity. But if you touch your forehead now and trace the cross that was made upon you that day, you might still feel it there, burning bright and true. Remember the lightning scar on Harry Potter's forehead that marked him forever as the boy who lived? Well, see if your eyes can see and your heart can feel the burning of your own indelible cross. This is what remembering can do. At Passover, the Jewish people are to remember the story of their great escape from Egypt. The story is to be told over and over, year to year, so carefully and richly that each and every Jew knows that he or she was there that night. He himself and she herself passing from death to life. At the Seder, the children ask, "Why is this night different from all other nights? Why do we eat bitter herbs dipped in salt water? Why do we eat matzos and charoset? Why do we eat reclining?" And the adults answer, "It is because of what was done for us when God rescued us with a mighty hand and brought us through the Red Sea waters, leading us out of slavery in Egypt into freedom. It was for us." To be a Jew is to remember how those great waters stood up to let us pass and then came crashing down over our enemies just in time. It is to taste and feel for yourself how the waters gushed out of the rock at Meribah when Moses struck the rock and your dry tongue was stuck to the roof of your mouth and you were about to die of thirst. It is to feel the muddy waters of the Jordan River on your hot, tired body as you finally waded into the land of promise, all green, fertile, and moist. It is to remember how you languished in exile and sat down by the waters of Babylon and wept because you'd forgotten the Lord's songs. A Jew could not tell her story without water. The watery chaos at creation, where the Spirit hovered just before she began to make the world, and the watery death of the world, and the great flood from which Noah was saved in the ark, and the waters of the river of God that Ezekiel could see, even from exile, looking toward home, bursting out the temple doors. Even today, when a person wants to become a Jew, he or she must learn the stories and then be baptized, going under the sacred water three times. If you were born a Jew, already the water of God's saving love run through your veins. But to become a Jew, you must go to the waters and bathe in them. It has always been so. But there was a time, back in Jesus' day, when to a man named John, it seemed the water in the veins was not enough. and that the Jewish people had lost their Jewishness through sin. He said, your blood, your birth, your history, none of that matters anymore because of your cold hearts. You need to come back to the water and get born again and get new, warm hearts. And the people did. They were so hungry and thirsty for God, so sin-sick and lost, that they came in great crowds. And we don't know why, but Jesus was with them. Maybe he just wanted to be with the people, near the people, on their side. And just like all the others, he laid himself down in his cousin John's arms and let happen what would happen. And breaking the waters as he came back up, God came to him like a dove, and he heard God's voice say, you are my son, the beloved. With you I am well pleased. The truth of who he was flooded Jesus. In an instant, he knew unshakably that he was loved by God with a fierce forever love. And he knew what he had to do with that love. In a few brief dripping seconds, everything changed for him forever. And since that day, a Christian cannot tell her story without water. The waters of Jesus' baptism, which were in fact the waters of the Red Sea, and are the water in our baptismal font right now. In some wonderful, amazing, mysterious way, stories get all mixed up together in our hearts and minds, so that Jesus remembered the Red Sea, and we can remember his day in the River Jordan. And he and Noah and Moses can be with us at our baptism. And today we can remember and feel and taste all those waters. When you come by the font today, touch the water and see what you can remember. Can you feel creation's waters and the water in Jacob's well and the water Peter walked on when Jesus bade him come? Can you feel Jesus' arm around your waist, leading you down into Jordan's waters, walking at your side, urging you on, going under with you, breaking death's hold over you, lifting you up to new life? And you might have forgotten until just now. But see if you can remember and hear again how on the day you were baptized, the heavens opened up to rejoice and God reached down to gently touch you and say, you are my son. You are my daughter. My beloved. With you I am well pleased. In baptism, each of us became like Jesus. The chosen one of God, the beloved of God, the light of Christ, the releaser of the captives, the healer of the blind, the preacher of the good news, the servant ministry our weary world is waiting for. When you have trouble believing it or trusting it, close your eyes. Touch your forehead. Trace the cross and remember, you are my daughter. You are my son, my beloved. With you, I am well pleased. The waters have made it so. Remember.